The South Dakota Supreme Court heard arguments from death row inmate Briley Piper on Monday, October 1st. Piper is represented by Sioux Falls attorney Ryan Kolbeck in his attempt to withdraw the guilty plea he entered in 2001. Piper was one of three murderers convicted of kidnapping, torturing, and killing 19-year-old Chester Pogue in Spearfish Canyon in March 2000. Ryan Kolbeck has been representing Briley Piper for about a year and a half. Before that, Piper has had other attorneys for his various hearings, appeals, and sentencing trial. The advice and performance of those other attorneys are central to this latest appeal and go back to the beginning. Piper says the attorneys who represented him in Lawrence County's Fourth Circuit Court in Deadwood gave him bad advice, and the judge did not clear up the misunderstanding. During oral arguments, Ryan Kolbeck focused on those first lawyers, the ones who told Piper he should plead guilty and take his chances with the judge. Piper says those lawyers told him if he had a jury trial, the jury would sentence him and he'd have to convince all 12 to vote against the death penalty. And so Piper says he waived his right to a jury trial and jury sentencing based on that advice. The biggest issue is whether Piper can raise these issues now after he failed to raise them in other appeals. Kolbeck tells justices he can because death penalty cases are different.
The Supreme Court has talked about how death penalty cases require the most strict scrutiny of constitutionality principles. We know that the waiver was invalid. We know that the waiver was unconstitutional.
Chief Justice David Gilbertson asks for clarification, and Kolbeck responds.
What relief are you seeking? A determination from this court he's entitled to life imprisonment? Do you want to go all the way back to the beginning and start with the initial arraignment or jury trial? Where do you want this case to go?
This case needs to be remanded back to before any kind of decision regarding a plea or jury trial, so that Briley Piper can make the informed decision based on correct advice by the trial court and the judge. I know that sounds drastic. I know it sounds crazy that in 2018 to go back to 2001, but if due process means anything, if the advisement of rights mean anything, that must occur.
The state agrees that what Piper seeks sounds drastic and crazy. Assistant Attorney General Paul Sweetland says there's no evidence in the record that Piper did not understand his rights.
He knew what he wanted. He wanted a court sentencing. He raced into the courthouse to be the first of his trio to plead guilty, so that he could appear to accept responsibility and appear remorseful even though he was not.
Sweetland says Piper's waiving a jury trial was a defense strategy.
Piper preferred a court sentencing over a jury sentencing, not because of any confusion over unanimity, but because he felt that the gruesome facts of this case would inflame the passions of 12 lay jurors. These are all strategic reasons, and those strategic reasons are ultimately not subject to review in habeas corpus.
In briefs, Piper also claims he was inadequately represented by the attorneys who presented his case before a sentencing jury in Rapid City in 2011. Those arguments were not made orally before the court. Justices will release an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.